All right, so please welcome Hank.
Hello, everyone. This is my first time doing this, so scratch it off. Scratched off the to-do list, so it's out. It's out the way. I'm originally from Manhattan. I was born and raised in New York City in the Upper West Side. And one of my narrow escapes out of many is I moved to San Luis Obispo 2 days before 9/11, September 9th. Yeah, it's a date I'll never forget. Which was strange in itself, but that's a story, another story for another time. But for two things to know, this narrow escape that I've had was one was very physical and one was in a very strong spiritual way. It took me some time till I got older to realize, wow, that was really a profound moment in my life. And like I said, I grew up in New York City in the Upper West Side, and I used to live, I was born and raised in this high-rise building. I had spent all my life on the 27th floor, which was strange moving to San Luis Obispo and seeing all this amazing space around me. But it was on the avenue on the Upper West Side, and it took up the whole block, and we had our own backyard, which separated us from the street, and it was basically the rooftop of the parking space for the building itself. And it was beautiful, and it had all these giant monkey bars, and it had these huge flower pots and these ledges and these sculptured bouldered blocks. And we invented this game. I know you guys know tag, but we invented tag no touch. And the rules to it was that you could not touch the ground. You just had to jump from monkey bar to flower pot to the boulder, and it was a great way. It was so physical. I mean, it reminds me of when those guys that do that thing where they run around and they jump on the ledges. I don't know what it's called, and then they swing back and jump over a wall and land on top of a car or something. It's like, I guess it was like stuntman in training is what we felt like. But it was a great game, and if you fell and you touched the ground, you were it. And you would join the person who was it originally, and before you know it, you got five guys chasing you, and you're jumping from monkey bar to flower pot to a boulder and such, and benches and things. It was great. It was a great, great game. But the interesting part is that there also was a ledge that separated you from the street, the outside. And to give you an example, I would basically say it's probably about the height of this ceiling up here, and then you had this cement ledge that separated you from the outside world. And the older we got, the more agile and balanced and skill that you did notice. But anyway, the more you knew, we started running on the ledge. We started running, learning to run on the edge, and we were very fast at it. And it was probably like about maybe 10 inches wide, and you knew the ones that couldn't do it, that were afraid, wouldn't do it. So that would be your way of like saying, oh, I'm definitely not going to get tagged if I'm on this slot, on the ledge. So we did that for a while. And then one day, I was being chased by my friend Kevin, who was flanking me on the left. And Timmy was on the right. And I remember running on the ledge. And they both could run on the ledge. So this is a little bit of a trick here. And I remember at one time running, and I tried to pivot and pirouette, and I lost my balance. So the possibility of going to my left and falling, I would just hit the ground, and I'm it. If I fell to my right from that high, I would hit the ground. Chances are I break a leg, meet my maker, spill some blood, I don't know. But this day I actually fell. But it was strange. It was a slow fall. I remember just leaning over and just like trying to get my balance and reaching. And I fell. But for the grace of God, I fell and I flew. Instead of falling flat and hitting the ground, I hit the ledge of a brownstone building. So I hit the building and then fell flat on my back. But I remember as I was falling, I remember like the ground, because I'm slowly going down, and I remember seeing the ground coming up slowly and fading into black. And next image was totally something else. But in that moment, when I had fallen and I had blacked out, I remember seeing this total pitch blackness and seeing this darkness, and all of a sudden, I remember feeling like suspended. It was like this slow floating kind of feeling, and then I didn't understand anything, and all of a sudden, it just started growing, and next thing you know, it became like kind of this cave and rock formation, like almost like a giant circle, and it started like slightly glowing, really slow, and here we are, and then all of a sudden, it just starts traveling. I'm like speeding through it, almost like a wormhole. And I can see this small little white little speck in the center. And all of a sudden, it just goes slow. Then it goes real fast, and it starts going really fast. And all of a sudden, whoosh, this huge, white, bright light. And here I am floating, suspending again, just floating. And then all of a sudden, back to a little spot, and I start going backwards. The same rock formation, just going backwards. And then within an instant, I'm awake and I'm strapped in an ambulance gurney. And I remember my uncle, I gotta do this, my uncle leaning over me with his beer breath. And he's just standing there going, "Don't worry, little man, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right, little man, you're gonna be all right." It so happens that because of the trauma, I lost my memory for 3 months. And I remember being in the hospital saying, "I know my name has a letter K in it. I know it has an H in it." And my mom and my uncles would come visit me. And I was like, "Who are these people? Why are they in my room?" And we went through therapy where they had to show me photos, and then became a domino effect of, you know, "Oh, yeah, I remember I broke a window with you, my cousin Joey," and such and such. But here's the funny part about it is that this incident was allowed me to, like, find something about myself and learn something, which was strange to me, because here I am, almost a near-death experience. My uncle having this first image that I saw, and it became another important connection with me almost dying, my uncle, and something rebirth happening. And I'll get to that in a second. What happened was, years later had went by, and my uncle had passed away. My uncle is a character who I would always call like the strange Robin Hood, and he was in the military for many years, and I think when he got out of the military, he became a different person, and he used to be a cat burglar, and he would, I know, right? Yeah, it's a strange occupation, but this is his, and he would scale walls on Park Avenue, and he would get kickbacks from the doorman, because they knew who was on vacation, all the CEOs or whatever rich person was on vacation, and he would scale these walls, rob them, and then, you know, have all this, sell all whatever jewelry or whatever stuff he had, and my uncle would always take care of, like, homeless people and poor people. Nonetheless, my uncle had passed away, and I didn't mourn when he passed away, but I had an incident where I had a choice to choose in my life. 10 years had gone by since my uncle passed away, and I had a choice, and here I was choosing this choice, and I realized that I knew the right thing to do, I knew the wrong thing to do, and an image of my uncle came up, and I remember running away from this girl that I thought I was going to date, and I ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran all the way to the Hudson River and just started crying for no absolute reason. I had no idea why I was crying, but it was because an image of my uncle was telling me, "Hank, you're better than that. Don't do that. Don't do that." And later on, it ended up turning out that my mom had told me that, "You know, it's strange. Yesterday would have been your uncle's birthday." And my narrow escape was that I had a choice to make, and I think it led me to make some really smart decisions with school and life choices, and here I am living in beautiful SLO.